Can the Occupy movement save itself? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now that they've been evicted, the Occupy Wall Street offshoots have moved to a new tactic, squatting.
Empty buildings standing unused doesn't make sense, and I personally find it disgusting.
In Seattle, a group of anarchists moved into an empty house that had been stripped down to the plywood and put up a bedsheet banner reading, "Occupy everything, no banks, no landlords." And when reporter Ursula Reutin asked one of them how they justified trespassing...
I really can't speak on that because we haven't talked about it collectively.
But you personally, the idea that you're breaking the law, what's your personal feeling?
My personal feeling is that I really can't talk about that because I can't represent other people's ideas as my own.
I'm just asking you.
No, I couldn't.
Wow, for people who are sick of the world's BS, we just heard a lot of BS, didn't we? Here's how the Occupy movement can save itself. When you take over a house, you tell the reporters, "Look at this house. This is one ugly house. It was ugly even before we hung our ugly sign on it. Even capitalists hate houses like this because they kill property values. So we occupiers are going to take down our ugly sign, and we're going to do an extreme occupier makeover so that 1 week from now, this house is going to be so beautiful, the neighbors will call us heroes, and we will expose the bankruptcy of a system that protects slumlords and their squalid property at a time when people need a place to live." That's what they should say. And imagine if they actually followed through. Instead of pepper spray, we'd be washing their feet and anointing their hands. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.